Well, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Jonathan Fowler, the senior pastor of the Improving Lives Church, and I'm excited to be back with you another Wednesday afternoon. Well, listen, there's a word from the Lord on Wednesday, and I want you to get ready to hear what the Lord is speaking to us on this afternoon. Now, listen, before I get into the word, I need you to make plans to join me tonight at 8 p.m. sharp for our Wednesday night Vision Masterclass. We've been teaching each Wednesday night a powerful lesson to help all of our partners and our members accelerate the vision that God has given them. You know, many people are operating in fear. They're operating in intimidation. Some people are just stuck during this pandemic. And I've even heard some people say, well, I'm just going to put my dream on hold. I'm going to wait to go back to school, or I'm going to wait to go purchase that home. Let me tell you something. Even in the midst of this pandemic, there's a grace on you to produce. So I want to encourage you, amen, don't put your vision on hold. Take what God has given you and run with it, all right? Though the vision tarry, wait on it, because I promise you it's going to come to pass. So I want you tonight at 8 p.m., if you're a visionary, you're an entrepreneur, you're in ministry, hey, you're a mother, you're a father, and you have a vision, and you want to take your vision to the next level, I want you to join me tonight, 8 p.m. via Facebook, or you can call in on our conference line and be a part of our Wednesday night Vision Master Class. Now, if you would like to be a part, you can connect with us two ways. One, you can go to Facebook, look us up on Facebook. The name of the church is Improving Lives Church, Improving Lives Church. We're the only Improving Lives Church out there. So if you type that in on Facebook in your search bar, our church will come up. You can just follow the page. The information is on the page. And then if you would like to call in, you can text me at 843-425-1509. Again, 843-425-1509. If you text that number, I will be sure to make sure I send you the information on how you can join us tonight at 8 p.m. for the Vision Master Class. The class is absolutely free. You do not have to be a member to be a part of the class. Just reach out to me. We'll get the information to you, and we'll share it with you. I love sharing the word of the Lord with the people of God, especially those that are hungry for the word of God. And in this day and hour, there's so many places where you can get fed, so many teachers out here, so many venues, and so many Facebook lives that you can connect with. But it's a privilege and honor to be able to use this platform every Wednesday afternoon to share the word of the Lord with you so you can take your life to the next level. You know, I'm of this persuasion. I believe that what you put out is what you will receive. What a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I believe this. This is what I believe. What do you believe, Bishop? I believe that when you give freely, you receive freely. And so, again, it's a privilege and honor to be able to share with you on this afternoon. Get your Bibles. We're going to the word of the Lord. You know, we're limited on Wednesday, but I have a lot I need to share with you on today. Philippians, the third chapter, Philippians 3. Let's go there. While you're turning to Philippians, the third chapter, if you would be so kind to share with someone, let them know that Bishop Fowler is on. There is a word from the Lord. So post it on Facebook. Send somebody a text message. Hey, get your coworkers. Y'all get around the radio or get around the telephone and listen to this word on this afternoon. I promise you, it's going to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you once again. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us and what you're doing even now. We thank you, Lord, that even as we go into this word, you're going to activate something. You're going to stir us up on the inside, take us to new levels, new dimensions. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of negativity. We come against doubt. We come against fear in the name of Jesus. But we release faith. My God, we release synergy. Yes, God, we release it right now through this radio broadcast. I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to move and minister. Hallelujah. Upon every person that's listening to my voice right now, whatever the need is, Father, meet the need, for we know you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. It's according to the power that working in us. So we release that power on this afternoon. Have your way right now, Father. We believe you. We trust you. You are our source. You're not our last resort. You're our only resort. We depend on you on this afternoon. And we thank you, Father, even at this noonday hour, that miracles are manifesting. Somebody's waiting on some good news. And Father, I pray the email come through, the text message come through, that person is waiting to hear from that employer. Father, I thank you for the email that says, congratulations, we're offering you the position. Thank you, Father, for that person that's waiting for the approval from the credit union, the approval from the bank. My God, I thank you for the message that's coming through that says, approved in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, that's for somebody that's listening. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. It's coming through on this afternoon, the approval, for you will not be denied. Every delay does not mean a denial, but I decree and declare right now, approval is the word of the Lord for your life. So, God, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you. We even pray for those that are dealing with health challenges in their body. We release now the healing virtue of God begin to flow right now through this radio broadcast as they're listening. Somebody's dealing with pain, discomfort. Somebody just received a negative report from the doctor. But, God, we stand on the word. Exodus, the 15th chapter. You are our healer. Not only will you heal us, but you are the healer. And we thank you for being our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. So, God, we come before you right now, casting every care upon you. We pray for the bereaved family, that family that has tears in their eyes. Their hearts are heavy. But, God, we know you're able to comfort them right now. For your word tells us that weeping may endure for a night, for a season, but joy comes in the morning. And we thank you that even right now, as they're listening to my voice, the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, will begin to comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for divine protection. Oh, God, thank you for divine protection. You're keeping back hurt, harm, and danger. You're keeping back accidents and incidents, assaults and injuries. My God, we thank you right now. We stand on Psalms 103. You redeem our life from destruction. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, Isaiah 59, you declare that you will lift up a standard. So God, we thank you even for Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so God, we give you praise. We celebrate you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up on this Wednesday afternoon. We will lift up our eyes. Psalms 121, to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you. We thank you and we give you glory. We give you praise. Even now, we even pray, God, during this president election. Yes, God, we pray right now for you to have your way in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God, even in this, my God, that your will be done in Jesus' name. And Father, regardless who ends up in the White House, we declare that you're still Lord over our house. We thank you right now, God. Regardless of what's going on in the government, you're still God. My God, you're still all-knowing. You're still all-powerful. And our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. My God, while some trust in horses and others trust in chariots, the name of the Lord we will remember. We stand on Deuteronomy 8 and 18. For you said, remember, it is the Lord thy God who give us power to get wealth. And we thank you right now, for it is you that have made us in the name of Jesus. Look on this government. Look on this country. My God, look on this state. Look on this city. Look on our community in the name of Jesus. Look on our neighborhood. Look on our home on today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, for you are in charge. You're in control. Hey, God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we will acknowledge you and you will continue to direct our path. So, God, we cast every care upon you on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We're not worried. We're not nervous. We're not anxious. Hallelujah. We are not in fear, but we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart forever be acceptable in your sight. For you are my strength. Yes, God, you're my Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. And all of God's people shout amen and amen. I tell you, I feel the prayer anointing stirring up on this Wednesday afternoon, but I didn't get on here to pray. I got on here to share this message. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, something happens when the people of God pray. Let me get out of that because I feel a shift coming on here. Something happens when we pray. We're watching the news. We're looking on Facebook. We're having conversations. And while we're doing all of that, let me tell you something. Saints, let's stay in prayer. Oh, my God, let's stay in prayer because I'm telling you, if we will continue to pray, things will happen. And I'm a firm believer of Proverbs, the third chapter. My mother taught me that scripture from a little boy. Every time it was time to make a decision, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I got another scripture for you. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all of my needs. Psalms 27 and verse 5, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Let me get to this scripture here that the Lord gave me to share with you all. And I'm telling you, we're going to be all right. Did you hear me, Charleston? We're going to be all right. Matter of fact, it's already all right. My God here, it's already all right. And I feel this in my spirit that I need to encourage somebody on this afternoon. You tune into this broadcast and you needed to hear this word on this afternoon. Listen to me. Everything is already all right. It's already all right. I know we like to say it's going to be all right. Let me tell you something. It's already all right. It's already working out in your favor. And we know Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good. It don't always feel good, but it worked together for good for them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. You're going to be all right because it's already all right. Let me get out of that. Philippians 3. That wasn't in my notes, saints. I promise you. That was directly from the Spirit of God. Philippians, the third chapter. Let's look at what the word of the Lord said. How much time I got? Oh, God, I got about 20 minutes to teach this. Oh, about 10, 15 minutes to teach this. All right. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. Then verse 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I love this scripture. The Amplified Bible says, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration. This is the Amplified Bible. Forgetting what lies behind, and I'm straining forward to what lies ahead. And then look what Paul says. I press on toward the goal to win the prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. And so I just want to use this as a foundational scripture to encourage you. Just keep the faith to follow through. To keep the faith to follow through. And this is what dropped in my spirit while I was just sitting in the car meditating, preparing to come on the radio today. I kept hearing that in my spirit. The Lord said, tell them they have to keep the faith so they can follow through to complete the assignment. I just shared on Sunday with my church. We're in August, September, October, November, December. We literally have 5 months left in this year, all right, about four and a half now. We're getting closer to the end of this year. And with everything that's going on, I keep hearing the Lord say this. He said, tell them they have a grace on them to finish. They have a grace on them to finish. And I heard the Lord saying today, he said, if they're going to finish, they have to follow through. We'll never finish if there's no follow through. And so many times we have a struggle with following through. Number one, because when we start the process, when we don't get immediate outcome that we desire or the immediate return or the immediate results, it often discourages us from following through. So one of the things that stops us from following through is those outcomes that are disappointing. All right. And so we just started. You know, somebody said to me the other day, they were discouraged because their business is not growing. And I said, well, how long have you been doing the business? They said 5 months. I started laughing. I said, are you kidding me? 5 months? Are you discouraged? Come on, man. You didn't even get started yet. That 5 months in? Come on. You know how long it took me to get where I am in ministry? Oh, God. It took us 5 years here in Charleston just to get up off the ground. 5 years. And so I was telling the person, I said, man, 5 months. Come on. Stop it. Stop it. You got to get back in there. So that's one of the things that stop us from following through are these outcomes. You know, we're looking for rapid outcome and rapid results. And we start the business on Friday and we expect by Monday we wake up, we just booming, we rolling. No, it's going to take time. All right. So don't let the outcome stop you from following through. All right. Number two, don't let the opinions of others stop you from following through. You know, I'm working on a new business venture. And I like to share personal testimony because I'm telling you, I'm living this when I'm preaching to you. I'm working on a new business venture. And when I called the sales rep for the new industry that I'm getting ready to get into, and they were just so negative on the phone. I mean, I'm like, man, do you want to make this sale or not? And I mean, he's telling me it's hard. You're not going to be able to do it. And this and that, all this, right? But meanwhile, while he's being negative, okay, all in my spirit. I'm like, okay, I know this is what God told me to do. I know this is what I need to be doing. This is the right time to do it. And all along, this guy's just negative, negative, negative. You're not going to get approved. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get that. Meanwhile, look how God works. I want y'all to catch this. Look how God works. Now, while this sales rep is giving me all these reasons why I can't do it and I'll never get approved and all of this stuff, I get an email while I'm on the phone with him that tell me, okay, you got the green light to move ahead. I want to say this to you. You have to shut your ears to all of the negative chatter. You got to shut your ears in this season to all of the naysayers and the gossipers and all of the statistics. People, this is not the time to do it. And I wouldn't buy and I wouldn't start and I wouldn't all of this. Listen, this is the hour. You got to hear God's voice and God's voice alone. If God tell you to do it, my brothers and sisters, get up and do it. Because whenever God tells you to do something, this is what I've seen through the scripture. When God tells you to do something, there's always going to be an audience there trying to convince you not to do it. When God tells you to do something, when you sense in your spirit it's the right time to make the move, we see it all through the scripture. Blind Bartimaeus, they're telling him to be quiet, but he keeps shouting, he gets a miracle. All right, I'm telling you, you see it in the scripture. Look back in your life. Oh, my God, I wish I had an hour to teach this thing. If you look back in your life, it was never the right time to do the things that you have done in the past. People always say, well, I'm waiting for the right time. It's never going to be the right time. And so you gotta move away from the opinions of others. All right, number three, here's the third reason why it's hard for people to follow through, because they overextend themselves. So most people never finish one thing because they're trying to do too many things at the same time. So you have to learn how to pace yourself. You have to properly position, and you have to watch this. You got to be clear about what it is you're supposed to do. Okay. You got to get to a place in your life. Just because it's a good idea doesn't mean it's a God idea. All right. And you got to get to this place too. Just because it makes you a dollar doesn't mean it's connected to your destiny. This is powerful. Just because it makes you a dollar, all right, doesn't mean it's connected to your destiny. So you got to be careful in this hour, all right? Because I've seen it. So many people, they caught up and they're doing this and they're doing that. Come on, they're selling coffee. They're selling Legal Shield. Then they're over here doing what else is out here now? They're TLC and they're selling this and they're selling that and they're doing real estate. All of this stuff you're just doing, but you never mastered anything, all right? So you got to align yourselves. I believe, this is my personal belief, I believe you can have multiple things going on, but there needs to be some type of attachment. There needs to be some type of connection, how all of these things that you're working on somehow comes together and brings balance to your life. We have a grace to be multi-talented, multifaceted. We have an anointing on us to do multiple things, But these multiple things need to align themselves, like the universe, like the galaxy, all of the globe. And then you look at the globe and you look at the different worlds and everything, the sun, the moon, everything. It functions together. God set it up, right? Different entities, but they're all functioning together, never colliding. And so you got to set your life up where you have multiple things going on, but one thing shouldn't take away from another. There needs to be some type of balance in your life without you overextending yourself so you won't burn out. Got it? If you burn out, you'll never be able to build. And I speak to somebody on this afternoon that the Lord is going to give you building power. I prophetically announce you're not going to burn out. You are not going, these next 5 months, August through December, the Lord is infusing you. He's energizing you. Come on, he's equipping you. He's empowering you so you can build and not burn out. Somebody need to declare that on your Facebook page. I am built to last. I am built to last. You are not going to burn out. You are going to be built in this season for the long haul. You are not going to break down. You're not going to buckle. You're not going to break. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You are feeling burnt out, but through the power of the Holy Ghost, I release a supernatural charge through this radio broadcast. May it hit your spirit. May it energize your life. Come on. May it stimulate your creative ideas. My God, may it shift you to another place in another realm where you can begin to produce. All right. So you got to look at it. Don't allow the outcome. Don't allow the opinions of others, and don't allow overextending yourself to stop you from following through. Now, here are a few things that you're going to have to take into consideration if you're going to follow through. Number one, you need clarity. That's number one. If you're going to follow through, you got to get clarity. What is it am I doing in this season? All right. Now, here it is. I know they got all these things out here. Put in 100 here, put in 500 here. You get back 34, you get back 4,000. They got all this stuff going. And I'm not knocking it. If you did it and it worked for you, God bless you. But you got to know what you've been called to do. And I just use that example because there's so many things out here now. And if you're not careful, you're trying to get pulled in this and get pulled in that. And then you're just torn. You got to be clear on what it is you've been called to do. All right. Number two, there needs to be consecration. All right. Now, if you're going to follow through, you got to spend that quality time with God. The Lord woke me up the other morning. Oh, I'm going to be very transparent on this one. The Lord woke me up early the other morning when I got up. The Lord said, I want you to go deeper in your daily devotion. So I'm sitting there like, what? The Lord said, I want you to go deeper in your daily devotion. I said, wait a minute, God. I'm on this prayer line every morning, 6 a.m. praying. I'm constantly teaching and pouring. And the Lord says, yes. He says, you're pouring into everybody else, but I want you to go deeper in daily devotion for yourself. Oh, that blessed me. And then the Lord took me over to Psalms 27, and he gave me a word. I ain't going to share that with you. That was my word. My God. But the Lord, and when he showed that scripture to me, he said, see, this is what I'm talking about. He said, I want to pour into you. He said, I want to build you up. You're constantly pouring and preaching and praying and prophesying into everybody else. He said, now I want you to go deeper in your daily devotion. He said, because I'm getting ready to take you somewhere and I need you to be able to handle where I'm getting ready to take you. Oh, he said, I need you to be in a place with me where your ear is so locked into my mouth for you, not just for the people, but for you. So I want to take you deeper in your daily devotion. And there's somebody that need to receive that for your life. There's another level in devotion. Come on, God wants that personal time with you. And if you spend that quality time with God, you'll never be confused. Consecration. Oh, my God. Consecration eliminates confusion. I need somebody to write that down. Consecration eliminates confusion. People who are consecrated, you find them, watch this, you find them in a place where they're never confused. Because when you spend time with God, your back will be against the wall, or God will give you a strategy. This is powerful here. So consecration is important, all right? Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 6, tells us you spend time in your private time with God. He rewards you openly. That's Matthew 6 and 6. So there got to be consecration, all right? If you're going to follow through, number three, there need to be correct choices, all right? So if you're going to follow through, you need to make correct, not only correct, but calculated choices. How is this going to affect me 10 years down the line? So I was reading a book one time, And one of the things I learned out of the book, it talks about the distinct difference between a middle class person and a millionaire. The distinct difference. One of the difference between a middle class and a millionaire. Middle class thinks a year to 2 years out. A millionaire thinks 10 to 20 years out, which goes back to my point. All right. If you're going to follow through, now you got to start thinking 10 years out. Calculated choices. How is this going to affect me 10 years from now? So, yeah, you see the car. It looks nice. It's pretty. Come on. I know the credit union, they're offering you an awesome interest rate for 84 months, which is crazy. Oh, we're going to give you 1.99 for 84 months. And so you're excited because it looks good. And the salesman's telling you, oh, your friends are going to love you in this car. Oh, man, everybody going to look at you. And so you moving, making this decision based upon impulse and not realizing that same money that you would spend on this car note for 84 months, if you would invest it into something that is safe and secure, it can set you up for the rest of your life where you can retire early. Come on. So if you're going to follow through, you got to make calculated choices. I wish I had more time, all right? Because my man Terry told me I've been going over my time. So I got, all right, calculated choices. Here's my next one. Watch this. If you're going to follow through, there has to be consistency, all right? So now you got to make up in your mind, I'm not quitting until I'm done. If this is what God told you to do, if this is what's been in your spirit, there needs to be consistency. Make up in your mind, I'm not going to quit this. I don't care what happens, I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep functioning. If I take a hit, I'm going to wipe myself off. Come on here. I'm going to bandage my wound. I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep moving. Consistency. Then here's the next one. Creativity. If you're going to follow through, you got to be creative. Now, write this down. You cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself, to rebrand yourself, to relaunch your vision. All right? Now, if you follow our ministry, you go on Facebook. We always got something creative and new and innovative coming out. You know, we'll paint in a minute. We'll change interior in a minute. We'll switch stuff around. You want to know why? Because the world, the marketplace, the world, they're forever evolving. And we that are in the body of Christ, come on, you go to some of these churches and it looks like you walk back into a time zone into 2000. Matter of fact, further, go to some of these churches, it look like 1985, 87. Come on here. It's time for you to be creative. And then you wonder why nobody is supporting your brand. You wonder why nobody is coming to your church. You wonder why nobody's partnering with you. You're outdated. So you got to tap into your creativity. Lord, what can I do to be creative? Come on, change that hairstyle. Come on here. Change your look. Change your logo. Rebrand yourself. Become creative. Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verse 13 to verse 15. When the enemy kept coming up against Nehemiah got creative. He changed the strategy. He changed the look. Come on. He did what he had to do, and they built the wall. And here's the last thing I want to say this with you. You're going to have to be courageous. If you are going to follow through, you are going to have to be courageous. All right? Here it is. All right, I got my first sign. 2 minutes. I love this guy. Here it is. So watch this. You got to be courageous. So you got to be bold. You got to be tenacious. You got to be willing to get outside of the box. You got to be courageous. And some of you are afraid. And what are you afraid of? I'm going to tell you what you're afraid of. You are afraid of what has already happened. The very thing that you are afraid of, somewhere in your life, it has already happened. And guess what? If you survived it before, you know, you listen to some people, what are you afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of losing it all. All right. I'm afraid of losing it all. And the only reason why they're afraid of that is because they lost it somewhere before. But guess what? You got it back. You're still here. All right. So now I got to go because my time is out. Listen, if you were blessed by this teaching on today, I know I didn't finish it. But if you want to jump on the line with me tonight and be a part of the Vision Masterclass, join me. Text me at 843-425-1509. 843-425-1509. Text me. I'll shoot the information to you so you could be a part of the Vision Masterclass. Hey, this is Bishop Jonathan Fowler, Senior Pastor of the Improving Lives Church. We're located at 402 Liberty Hall Road, Goose Creek, South Carolina. Y'all meet me back Friday, 12 noon. I got a whole hour. I'll have more time to share the word. God bless you.